Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. The U.S. Review of Books calls Have We Found Our Better Selves by Merle R. Smith a manual for now and the future, providing intelligent, practical guidance for all concerned with the new lifestyle template that COVID has imposed. Have We Found Our Better Selves is a follow-up to a survival book that was written during the first 3 months of the COVID-19 pandemic. This book helps all of us step back and take a look at how we thought and acted during the months and months of pandemic. Merle's unique experience as a spacecraft controller during the moon landings, a student of history, and an enjoyment of research, a good sense of humor, and a wide variety of life experience, and a 40-year career in all levels of education provides an excellent backdrop for his informative and easy-to-read books. Merle R. Smith, author of Have We Found Our Better Selves, joins us on This Week in America. Merle, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's so much to talk about in the course of this program, and you bring up so many very important issues as we deal with this new normal, and we'll talk about that during the course of the conversation. Let's start with the idea for this. How did you come up with an idea for a non-medical book about COVID-19?
Well, through the media, television and print media, we've heard a lot from experts, from medical people, who give us really important information as the mutations change, as COVID changes from the first COVID to Delta to the new variant. And that's the kind of information that we need to make good decisions for ourselves and our families. What hasn't been talked about are the millions and millions of people who have taken that information to heart and done their very, very best to protect themselves and their families from the COVID pandemic. This book is an effort to acknowledge those millions of people and to share some of the absolutely wonderful things that people have done once they've stepped back and looked at the broader picture, not only themselves and their families, but what about their neighbors? What about the senior citizens? What about their communities and hospitals and neighborhoods? Have We Found Our Better Selves is a book of 53 stories about these kind of people who have stepped back and decided to make a difference.
And it's very inspiring from all of us as we read what people have done. And you make a very important point. The millions of us from the beginning did what it was suggested we do to try to get a handle on this pandemic. And you reflect on that and so much more in the book, Have We Found Our Better Selves? The author is Merle R. Smith. You'll find the book at Amazon.com, the usual places, writersbranding.com as well, and link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get all the information on Merle's book. The first chapter is very interesting, and it talks about a very interesting topic and goes back to the very beginning, and we're all trying to sort this out. The chapter is The New Normal Be Damned. I love the title, and I love this chapter. Tell me a background on that. Where this chapter came from?
Well, during the first months of the COVID-19 pandemic, there was a lot of wishful talk about, oh, it's going to go away, yes, or it's a fake, or it's not real, or it's going to go away by magic and we'll resume our normal lives and just like that. Many people were convinced that the changes that had to be made in their daily lives would suddenly disappear and they could go back to their normal life and their normal routines. People simply rejected the idea that their lives could permanently be altered, and hence the title, The New Normal Be Damned. Now, in reality, the new normal happens quite often. We just have coined a phrase here. And let me give you a couple of examples of why the new normal is always with us. If you are under 25, when was the last time you went to the airport and didn't have to take off your shoes?
Exactly, yes.
Now, if you're under 25, that is your normal. For those of us who are a little bit or more than a little bit older, We remember a normal where we could go to the airport and didn't take off our shoes. So having to take off our shoes is our new normal. Another example is that we all use cell phones or smartphones. For most people under 25 or 30, that's all they've known their whole lives. For those of us who are a little bit older, see, I remember dialing a dial phone and a party line.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, and that's my normal. So using a cell phone is a new normal, and I'm still not comfortable with it. It's
It's interesting. I can do a lot of things on it. Sometimes when I make a phone call, I have to stop and think, okay, how do I call somebody on this? We use this for so many other functions in our life. You touched on something that's so interesting there, those early months, and I guess it was hopeful thinking on our part that this would go away soon. It's almost like we're waiting for that all clear, that suddenly
Yes.
it's gone, we can leave the basement, we can leave the house, we can get back together with friends. Sort of like a tornado warning, nothing happened, nothing to see here,
Yes.
the warning's expired. Were we prepared, do you think, for this being sort of, as you mentioned, the new normal?
No. No. We had a similar situation in 1918 with the Spanish flu that killed 650,000 Americans. And they had some of the same reactions that we have during this one. There were anti-vaxxers, there were people who wouldn't socially distance. So I wonder if we actually learned anything from 100 years ago. And that's sort of sad.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think we were prepared at all, even though for the last several years, there have been a number of occasions where medical people and political leaders have said, we need to be prepared for another kind of pandemic. In the last 10 years, we dodged several pandemics that could have happened that didn't. But this one hit us full on.
The book is such an important read. It's called Have We Found Our Better Selves? What We Can Learn from COVID-19. Merle R. Smith is the author and our guest on the program. Merle is Merill. You'll find the book at writersbranding.com, the publisher, amazon.com, all of the usual places. Going with the title, Have We Found Our Better Selves? What opportunities for people to find their better selves have resulted from the pandemic?
Well, in Finding Our Better Selves, I chose 53 stories about people of all ages, of all backgrounds, who stepped up and actually they stepped back and thought about the pandemic and thought about how they might help their children get through the pandemic, how they thought how their neighbors might get through the pandemic as well as their communities. So stories vary from taking time to help their children. One example is a mom of four. She had four children who were fairly spread out. And she thought, how can I use this time to make our family become closer, our children become closer, and more supportive of each other? And so she started this dialogue. And as a result of the dialogue, the four children decided together to plant a family garden of vegetables. And so, as a group of four children of various ages, they had to prepare the soil, get rid of the weeds, do all the planting, take care. And she said in her story that it really has made her children become closer to each other. And that was her goal.
It's
Another,
yeah, go ahead
go
with
ahead.
the stories because these stories are real people, over 50 stories in Merle's book. And it's how people sort of rose to the occasion, how they made better selves themselves and helped other people in the process. Go ahead with your next story.
Yeah, this is a short one, but I will expand upon it later. There were a bunch of teenagers, and teenagers like to get together and hang out, and they talk on the phone. And of course, they were separated, and they were sort of bad-mouthing their situation, that they couldn't see each other, there was nothing to do. And one of the moms happened to overhear them complaining and said, "Well, why don't you figure out something positive to do?" Oh, well, for once they listened to their mom. And there had just been an election in that community, and they decided they would go out and gather up all the political signs that needed to be carted away anyway that they could. And they came up, they got 24 signs. And what they decided to do is they wanted to paint on the signs, thank you to the nurses, thank you to the doctors, thank you to the hospital staff, thank you to the hospital janitor, thank you to the food workers, thank you to the essential workers and the firefighters, and all of these different groups of people. That was a neat idea. So they had these signs, and they decided to go down, one of them decided to go down to the store and try to get the paper. Well, that store was closed. He had a problem. And so they're talking on the phone because they can't get together. They're talking on the phone, and one of them comes up with the idea, well, let's ask our moms when they go to the supermarket to go to the butcher shop and ask for some of the butcher paper, the white butcher paper. Well, it worked. So now they had the signs, and they glued the white paper on. Now they had to paint. They knew what they wanted to say, so they went down to get some big felt tip pens or some little cans of paint. Store was closed. Got a problem. So then they were talking about this problem, and one of the dads happened to overhear their child talking about the problem. And dad said, most of us in our garage have a few cans of paint left over from the last time we painted the house, a couple of different colors. You might ask and see if that's true for everybody. Well, sure enough, now they had paint. So they painted the signs. 24 different thank yous. So then they had to decide where are they going to put the signs. And that was a big discussion. So they decided to put them along a major thoroughfare, not a freeway, but a place that is well used,
Yes.
a street that's well used. And they couldn't get together to put the signs up because they had to stay apart. So they decided at 7:30 on this morning, they would all go to whatever section that they wanted to put out their signs. And by 7:45, they were back at home on the phone, feeling really good about themselves. Now you can imagine this was very, very early in the pandemic. And what have we seen since then? Hundreds and hundreds of signs, both handmade and printed all over the US, thanking those people who are putting their lives on the line to keep us safe.
No, it's interesting. You talk about the teenagers, and you reflect those stories in your book. The book is How We Found Our Better Selves, What We Can Learn from COVID-19. These young people found their better selves and learned a lot about themselves and their community. Is there a tendency sometimes to underestimate the abilities of teenagers to really make a difference in the communities? I can think of in our community where the teenagers were there, for example, when the vaccine came out, and you had to get on the phone and wait for hours or get on the computer to try to get an appointment. For many people, it's like, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to get on a website. I don't know how, you're in the queue and it's going to take forever, and I don't know how to answer these questions. A lot of young people came in and did tutorials to get people through this. So do you have a tendency maybe to underestimate the resource that is out there, these great young minds?
Absolutely. If you can't figure out how to make your computer work, ask your 7-year-old.
Exactly. And again, that's the normal for them. And for us, it's something we're striving with. For them, it's something that they've actually grown up with. Let's
Yeah,
talk a little bit about
it's their normal.
it is exactly their normal. Are there ways that we can prepare our children for future pandemics, and not just pandemics, but other unexpected life-changing events? Are there things that we can be doing? It's easy to look back now and go, we had these warning signs and we didn't do anything, but we should learn at least from these going forward. Are there any ways that we can prepare ourselves, our family, for what could happen in the future?
Well, I think one thing that we have to simply accept is that bad things happen to all of us during our lifetime. Some of the bad things or terrible things that happen are of our own making. Other bad things that happen, such as the pandemic, we have no control over whether we experience them or not. Now, children learn how to handle crises by watching their parents and how their parents handle situations. Do their parents all get dithered and upset and unnerved
Yep, yes.
and don't really know what to do? Or do parents step back and think about things a little bit and decide, well, I may not be able to do everything, but I can control how I react. And parents who do this and then sit down with their children and ask their children, gee, how are you feeling about the pandemic? Or how are you feeling about this event or that event? And really listen to them and acknowledge those feelings as being honest and true. And then share their own feelings and their own, I'm scared too. I don't know what's going to happen. But I'll tell you what, if we talk to each other and we think about things and we work together, we're going to make it through okay. And when that happens enough during a child's life where they're listened to and things are discussed with their parents and grandparents, they learn that as a behavior. The other way is they learn panic as a behavior. So I'd much rather sit down and listen to my children share with them my feelings, and
Yes.
that becomes their frame for their own adult lives.
Time is going by so quickly. There's so much more to talk about. So buy a copy of the book because you're going to find that it's very enlightening. It's so well done. Have we found our better selves? What we can learn from COVID-19 by Merle R. Smith, our guest on the program. Book available, published by Writers Branding, their website, writersbranding.com, Amazon, the usual places for a copy of the book. And go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly and get information on Merle's book. Let's talk a little bit, in the few minutes we have left in the program, about where we are now. What have we found our better selves? Some people can make an argument, I think we did in the beginning, but now we seem to be, there's such acrimony out there. There's such division. It's become a source of almost a daily battle with people that are on, people have taken sides on this. Are you discouraged with where we are now?
No, it's a bigger challenge. In the book, I talk about COVID-19 isn't over, and it's not going to be over for a significant period of time. So that's a given. I think that you hear a lot of negative stories in the media about this group or that group or people going to a school board meeting and raising heck because their kids have to wear
Yes.
masks. But that's not the majority. And I think that's the sad part. And that's why I wrote the book to say, hey, there's a whole other side to this that we don't hear about. In life, one of the things that I found is that all of us fall. We all make mistakes. We all fail. And those are bad times. But more important than making mistakes or failing, it's not about that. It's how we get up from that experience and how we move forward with our lives. Does the failure define us, or does how we get up and move forward define us?
And you talk about that. In fact, that one of the first chapters, "Life Is Not," is about how we get up, and how we get up is so important to how we all get through this. And I think one thing you maybe learned, I've learned during this, is sort of unplugged from some of the news. They have time they have to fill, and they want to present both sides of this, and you get a little exasperated as you're watching and thinking, "Are we ever going to work together to get through this?" You've seen through your unique background. Want to take a couple minutes to talk about that? You lived through the Salk polio vaccine, the Vietnam War, economic recession, the space race that you were a part of. Talk about your background in this unique perspective you bring, because you've seen things that a lot of people weren't sure we were going to get out of the Vietnam War, for example, or polio. I remember we were all scared to death of polio.
Well, one of the things that in the book, there's a quote, and it's probably the only negative quote in the book, but I really like it. The quote is, "Let me be blunt. How old were you when you had chickenpox, mumps, measles, or polio?" And then my question is, really? Because most people under 40 have never experienced these illnesses because they were vaccinated. They were vaccinated when they were babies. But unfortunately, the anti-vaxxers do not remember getting shots as babies. And therefore, they don't even assume that they could have gotten mumps, measles, polio, etc. If they did realize that they have avoided these childhood diseases, and some of them are quite serious. Mumps you can go blind from, and measles. Anyway, if they had realized that they have avoided these childhood diseases, they might have a different attitude about COVID-19 and the vaccines.
The book is Have We Found Our Better Selves? What We Can Learn from COVID-19 by Merle Smith, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left in the program. At what point did you decide, I'm going to write this book? At what point, with your observational skills, did you decide, there are enough great stories, 53 great stories, that I want to tell, and maybe encouragement to other people to, if you haven't already, discover who you are?
Well, the first book I wrote, Riding the Waves of a Pandemic, was right at the beginning, and that book focused on what the heck do we do now? You know, right now, when we were in the thick of things. And a year later, I thought about that book and said, we're at a different stage. And I've been enough places and done enough things and started hearing stories and visiting places where people were taking positive steps. And that was the idea for this book. It was about a year or so into the pandemic. And it took me about 6 months to write because I wanted to gather these stories from all over.
And you've done an excellent job in putting this together. As I mentioned, over 50 stories. You talk about one of the chapters, adults making a difference, younger age children, various chapters on them and what they've been able to do, and to try to, again, rally all of us together to get through this. And it really takes all of us together to get through this. Merle, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. What are you working on now? Do you have another book that you're going to share with us? Because the books are so enlightening and breaking down these problems in such a way that they're all very relatable. Are you working on something now?
Yeah, I'm forming an idea, and I haven't started writing because I'm still working on getting this book out. But my next book will probably be a calendar. One of those calendars where you flip the page every day.
Oh, yes.
And the left-hand side, there'll be a short story. An uplifting story for that day. So, excuse me, to get people off to a good start.
That is excellent news, and I hope we have a chance to talk about that. I'm going to close with the way I opened, the one excellent review, and there are many, the U.S. Review of Books calls Have We Found Our Better Selves, a manual for now and the future, providing intelligent, practical guidance for all concerned with the new lifestyle template that COVID has imposed. Such inspiring stories of the 53 people profiled in Merle's book. Merle, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully we stay in touch, can do this again. Thank you for being with us.
And thank you very much, too. Have a great day.
You as well. And the book is Have We Found Our Better Selves? What We Can Learn from COVID-19. Merle R. Smith is the author. The book available at Amazon, the usual places. Published by writersbranding.com, their website, writersbranding.com. And all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.